Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. 3 o'clock, nice to have you with us. We opened the show talking about Michigan's win last night. They get ready for Texas A&M tomorrow. We'll get to a little Michigan State later, but I have a question. We need to have a little bit of a summit meeting at 3 o'clock. We'll get to our tournament update at 3:45. Gentlemen, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Now, I know you were awake because you texted me. I can't confirm Kenny or David being awake when that game concluded. But I want to ask this two ways. First of all, why do we need to start basketball games after 10 p.m.? We have games all day. Without sounding like Estelle Getty, I'm just asking. That game didn't tip off until like 10 after 10. You weren't in bed, and I don't want to hear any of this. Well, I'm daredevil. I'm fast. Listen, you weren't in bed until 12:45 at the earliest. And you sure as hell weren't asleep immediately unless you're a Navy SEAL and you know that trick where they can all fall asleep in 30 seconds. You on an airplane. So I want to ask, A, why the hell are, like tonight MSU starts at 10-ish. You know that's going to be afterwards. Here's my question. Is the fact, I mean, I look, my alarm goes off at the same time every morning, right? I'm up at 6:45. Have I become an old man that the late night sports thing, like I used to love Pac-12 after dark. Thank God the league folded. I can't make it.
Really?
Last night, that was a street fight. Luckily the game picked up and it got intense and I was up. Here's the problem. I'm feeling it today. You would have thought I went out. 6:45, it was like the Undertaker. Like, where am I? What's going on? What happened? I just went to sleep. Gentlemen, can we have a consensus here as grown adults and Kenny? Do we officially have a problem with the 10 p.m. start?
Well, you know why the 10 p.m. start is there, right?
No.
It's for the West Coast people.
F them. They don't even care about sports.
Your fault. It's TV.
That's for West Coast people. That was a 7 o'clock game for them.
They don't even like sports. Why do we cater to them?
Well, you know,
I agree. We don't need to cater to them.
They got the Lakers and Dodgers. You know, they like sports.
There. They have enough. I'm just saying, can't you start the game at 9:30? 9:15. Why do we need a 10:15 start?
I think they just stagger them so they go all night. So, yeah.
Yeah, you mean deep into the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the East Coast? Yeah, absolutely. It does. Now, it sucks when your team plays that final game.
Oh, you mean like tonight?
Yeah, you're almost held hostage because you're like, man, you want to go to sleep. So, Mike, yeah, as you get older.
I'm older.
You got to do a couple of, either A, you can't get up at the crack of dawn, or B, you got to take a little power nap.
Oh, dear God.
So we can't live a life is what you're saying.
No, David, you can live a life.
But we have no life in the morning.
You're not 20 anymore where you could just go nonstop.
No, you're right about that because I told Kenny this. At about the 10-minute mark left in the second half, I decided, okay, let me shift from the front room and let me have my iPad and I'll go into my room. I'll kind of shift. And literally, I can't tell you who did the post-game interview because as soon as that clock went off, I turned over, it was done.
See, I mean, done. I went home, took a power nap. I'm texting with Rieger for about 30 minutes after the game.
The ball barely hit the rim, and I turned the game off, too. I didn't see anybody.
I can't do this.
I was done. Look, if this is strictly boomer behavior, you can say it. I'm just telling you. And this is also, this is the other thing now. First year we haven't been in Vegas in 15 years. Remember, 10 p.m. here, 10:15, that's 7:15 out there.
West Coast.
Different thing.
West
Coast. Different thing. This is a problem.
They got oxygen being pumped into the casino.
Yeah, well, I'm going to need that to make it to the end of MSU Bryant tonight.
No, you're exactly right, because when you're there, you get to the end of the slate, and you're like, wow, the games are over? You don't even realize
it. It's the excitement. It's watching. It's the oxygen that they have. Yeah, and at home, you're comfortable. You're on your couch. You're in your chair.
But whether it's Red Wings, 10:30 start on the West Coast, Tiger baseball, going to start the season on the West Coast. These have become a problem for me.
But yeah,
these are not good. I used to be the king of the league pass. Oh, it's Kings-Lakers at 10:30? Sign me up. Now?
Goulet. You can't do the power nap, can you?
No.
That helps.
I know. Maybe it's a me thing. But I wanted to stand up for my people. I think there's plenty of people like me who look at this, whether you're a Wolverine or a Spartan, you go, first of all, that game's not starting at 10 o'clock.
Well, see, here's the problem that I have is when you're doing that on the East Coast. Like, if you were in Washington and you were playing that game at 10 o'clock, I get it because it's 7 o'clock out there. If it's in L.A., if it's in Las Vegas, if it's in Tempe, yes. But I'm with you. A game in Cleveland not start at 10 o'clock.
Thank you. And again, I'm not asking for 7 o'clock as the last tip. I mean, can we get a 9 p.m.? 9:15. I mean, do me a kindness. Can the game start on one day and finish before the next day? That's kind of my rule. Now, you get three overtimes, I'll live with it. Yes, Kenneth.
If you just shifted the start of the first games that are played and just take all of them and shift them 1 hour earlier, start them at like 11:15 instead of 12:15, that game turns into a little after 9 o'clock start, problem solved.
Done. I'm in. Yeah. Something. Brunch.
And that means West Coast, that'll be about a little after 6 o'clock.
I don't care.
Because the West Coast is like, why do games have to start over breakfast at 9 o'clock
this
in the morning?
This is why someone on the West Coast doesn't win the Heisman Trophy. No one cares.
But yeah, Pac-12 after dark, Rich Rodriguez, it was made for him.
How do you think I figured out about Jonathan Smith? I used to be able to do this. Turnover chainsaw. Now, yeah. Forget it. Rutgers and USC earlier this year, the game started at 11. I might have saw four snaps.
Yeah, I was about to say, you got to get a power nap, Mike, because I would not recommend a Red Bull after 9 o'clock.
No. I wanted to ask the question.
At that point, you're out playing fetch with the dog.
That's right. I'm running around with
guys, come on.
I'm running around with a chew toy in my mouth. Anybody else struggle with this? Or is it like, again, Tigers are going to start on the left coast. That's a disaster. Oh, great. A 10 o'clock start in Seattle. Can't wait. What? Same thing with these tournament games. MSU tonight at 10. It'll be 10:17 first tip. You're dead.
And you got to hope that the game before, the Marquette-New Mexico game,
doesn't go to overtime.
Ends on, like, regularly.
Yeah, see, while I know they're not going to make the playoffs, the Wings, back in the day, growing up, when they were on the West Coast.
Oh, series against Anaheim?
I could take that.
No problem.
I could take, now, if they were on in the Western Conference now.
Now the schedule comes
please,
up.
Please. I'm never going to see a San Jose game, never going to see Seattle,
David,
Vegas, none of it.
Dave, let me ask you a question. Did the kids even try to stay up? Were they at school, correct?
No, because they get up at about 5:30, 5:45, my oldest.
No shot.
So he didn't stay up to watch it, which sucks as a fan. As a Michigan fan, he couldn't stay up to watch that game.
Well, see, that's why I guess if you're a diehard Michigan fan, you probably just took today off and just...
Wait, what did you just say?
If you're a diehard Michigan fan...
You're funny.
Oh, I thought you were going to play the other drop.
No, I mean, that's Rieger.
What is this?
You've labeled it to one person, Rieger. Well, Rieger, that's what Michigan fans find when they find out they got a basketball program.
I say Rieger was fired up. I mean, we're texting each other, and
he's the best fan they got.
And then I was so up. I'm like, let me go on the show sheet while this is all still fresh.
Oh,
in my
Jesus!
Head.
Okay, then.
See, all that stuff. Yeah, that went on at around 1 o'clock in the morning.
Like tonight, I'm dreading this. It sounded great when the schedule came out. You're like, ooh, 10 o'clock Friday. Cutscene.
At least you could sleep in tomorrow.
Won't happen.
You just can't see.
No, it's a weird part when you get up the same time every day. Your body doesn't differentiate between weekday and weekend. Yeah.
Oh, Saturday. No.
No.
It's still 6:45.
No.
It's a Folgers commercial every day.
Take an extra gummy for me.
Dead.
Get the weighted blanket, the gummy, you'll be fine.
Up next, Rico puts me in a coffin. Dave, what do people got? Because I just want to know, like, it's okay, guys. Hey, if you're telling me it's not a big deal to you, fine. I struggle to get to the end of these games. And with the Tigers starting on the left coast soon, that's going to be a struggle.
No, I mean, and I get it, Mike, because of who you, like, I use a cheat code. I'll take a power nap, and then I'm up for the rest
of
the night.
Are you sure you're not Walter Sleepy Sharp? I feel like you got narcolepsy or something. Rico snaps his finger. Gone.
I really wish that I could do that, Rico. Just snap a finger and fall, take like an hour nap and then just come back.
Kenny.
No problem.
Kenny, they haven't even played the absurd video on the airplane. He's gone.
They haven't even gone through the pre-flight instructions and emergency exits and all that. Rico's already out.
Gone. Wow. He's already reached REM sleep. Gone. He's got his little face mask. Out.
I'm so jealous of that.
Out.
Yeah, you just realize there's nothing you can do. I check my cameras.
Not doing that. 248-539-9797. We will get to the people. Ticket text coming in. And I will take all the slander if you go, oh, please, I love the late night games. I'm just being honest with my audience. Luckily, the Michigan game picked up because if that was anything other than scintillating, I was dead. Tonight, Michigan State Bryant. Oh, boy. Might have to have Rico take a few notes later. I don't know. If that game doesn't start till 10:17 and the way they're jamming these commercials in, you can give me the 1 a.m. report.
All right, I will.
Email it over.
I got it.
I'll check it in the morning. David, go ahead.
We can't even go to the grocery store after 10 p.m. anymore because nothing is 24 hours yet. We still have to stay up till 10:30 to start a game. I'm good. Don't need it anymore. We need earlier starts. I was up until 1:30 a.m. watching Michigan. Through a close win like that, you're supposed to just go to bed and fall asleep? No way. Latest time should be 9:15, though.
I'm sorry. What did the game arouse you? I mean, what do you mean? Yes, I'm going to bed.
No, he was excited.
No, because if you're a Michigan fan, it's the adrenaline of, okay, we finally won this thing.
You're right. It's awfully exciting discovering you have a basketball team.
I'm 25 with two kids and a dog. Alarm clock during the week goes off at 4:45. I stand no chance against these late games.
He's dead because you're still waking up at that time. Go ahead and stay up for Tigers-Dodgers next week. Let me know how to treat you. It's brutal. I want to ban the West Coast. Can we do that?
No, I'm just saying because they complain like for NFL, like, yeah, you got to get up early to watch the 1 o'clock games.
Well, they should leave. Who the hell wants to live there anyways? Fires, earthquakes, high taxes. Get the hell out of there. Join us EST.
Sun, beach.
Nah. That's so over. All of that's overrated. Think about the things I just said. Sun, beach, my house burnt down while I went to go get gas. No, absolutely not. It's 70, not equal.
70, then 20, then 50, then 70, then 10 degrees.
Traffic.
No
that's
fire. No hurricanes. No
earthquakes. No droughts.
Correct.
Look out for the house fire on my cams.
Oh, my God. I want to shout out my cameras. The whole state just burnt down. Hope your house didn't. Mine didn't. I'm home.
You're so wrong.
I mean, her traffic reports are the best. I'm sorry. Oh, your Friday commute is screwed. Be patient. I'm already home. Welcome to your weekend, whenever you get there.
Watch out for that mudslide on I-75.
UFOs just blew up, crashing. Let's move on. All right. We'll get to the people momentarily. And if I sound like one of the Golden Girls, you can tell me. It's okay. My feelings won't be hurt. That late start last night, followed by this tonight. You got Tigers on the left coast. Our sleep pattern is screwed. Remember when you get a dozen eggs for a couple of dollars? Yeah, well, that's done.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Day two at Attorney. We're about 20 minutes away. We'll give you a tournament update. Some of the other games starting to wrap. Preview a few tonight. There's one game tonight, I think, if you don't have a rooting interest or you just want to watch something fun, there's one particular game that jumps out. We'll have some fun with that a little later. No, it's not MSU, Bryant. But we are talking about, look, 10 p.m. start time for Michigan. It was like 10 after 10. Tonight, MSU is going to be the same thing. Isn't that a little much? And again, David, your kids didn't even get to watch the game. And the bad son is a Michigan fan. He didn't even get to stay up and watch it.
Correct.
The hell are we doing?
Good son can watch it.
The good son got
to
watch
tonight.
We'll see.
They'll never make it.
He'll be fine.
Maybe the TVs won't work today.
Kid is tough.
David will pull the plug. Go ahead with ticket text, will you?
Boys, I'm 35, and I couldn't make it. I was eating dinner before the game and trying not to fall asleep, and I crashed out about 5 minutes before tip-off. Then woke up at like 4 a.m. Couldn't do it. That's from Alex.
If you're already getting tired around 7:30, 8 o'clock, yeah.
That's every day. That's every day.
Guys, 75% of the population is east of Mississippi.
Thank you.
Through the West Coast, that is Troy at work.
That is the movement. Yep. That is what we're discussing. Stop worrying about Canada as a different state. Can't we annex the West Coast and just let them deal with their own stuff? You deal with your baseball games. Eastern Standard, no game should ever start past 9 o'clock.
I'm with you.
I'm running on that platform in 28.
I would definitely vote for you on that platform.
It's
that.
Three-gutter killing me. It's going to be 1 a.m.
Not
tonight
the
by the state's
eggs,
time.
But we'll have games at 9. That's
well, first
it.
Of all, you got to find eggs at the grocery store in order to buy eggs.
I see eggs all the time.
A lot of the stores are empty, buddy.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was over.
No.
No.
You know what they should do? They should check their cameras.
An egg truck just did a somersault down a cliff. Get to the right for my cruise.
I'm 19 years old. Love the convo, guys. I'm currently driving to Cleveland and driving back after. Have a 10 a.m. baseball game tomorrow. Oh. Go green.
Yeah, but you're 19, right?
Yes, he is.
Call me in 25 years.
You know, I actually thought about doing that.
Tonight?
And then driving back tonight?
What is wrong
with you? I've done that before.
Oh, I know what that is, Kenny. UW, no bags trip.
not? I've done that before. Like, go to Indy for the Champions Classic, and then because that's when I pray that Michigan State plays in the first game, the 7, which means I could leave Indy at like 10:30.
But this is a 10 o'clock, wait, probably wait, after 10 o'clock.
What time? Hold on, David. You just said this, so you would hop in the car at 6.
I said I thought about it. Yes.
Past tense.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. No.
Okay.
No, it was a thought. Like, yeah, well, I could probably get back home.
And I was actually like, hoping this happened.
Be like 6, 7 in the morning, sleep throughout the day.
To go see MSU Bryant.
Well, that's why I didn't do it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. All right. Smart move not to do that.
That's a commitment to excellence.
That's
what that is.
I wake up for work at 6 a.m. I fell asleep watching the game, and my lazy boy woke up. The game was over. MSU fan, though, I am dreading needing to fight sleep off tonight.
Yeah, and again, you better hope Marquette, New Mexico doesn't have one of these 38-minute last 2 minutes. This thing will be starting like Wings and Ducks in 04. This will be a 10:36 puck drop.
J.S. Jaguar, I can barely keep my eyes open.
Oh, my God, Robitaille hit the post again.
Mike, my alarm goes off at 3:30. It's hard enough to stay up for Monday Night Football. Forget the Michigan game last night. That wasn't happening. Blake at work.
All right, Blake, respect. I mean, I'm 6:45, and it's a struggle.
I mean, I wonder how many Michigan fans actually didn't know the score of the game until they woke up this morning.
Well, it'd be 6, because Rieger did, and there's only 7, so 6.
Well, I mean, I'm no smarm. I'm just like, I wonder how many fans actually didn't know who won the game until they check their phone as soon as they woke up.
What percentage of them know they have a basketball program?
I'm going to go 8%.
Okay.
I can't fight you on this. I can't.
No, you can't. The only one who chooses to, again, when Rieger and Bob don't have any prep for their show, they can just use this take as their show. And it's like, yeah, and? It's pathetic. They should support their basketball team, but they don't. They don't watch all year. They helicopter in for the tourney. They know they can't call the show because they have no idea what they're talking about. Oh, I like the big white kid. Yeah, which one? You have two of them.
Someone says, man, I'm with you guys. I'm 32 years old. I'm a Spartan fan. I pulled a nooner today to watch basketball. I had some beers at lunch, then remembered, oh, crap, I have to stay up till 1 a.m. for state game. This sucks.
Yeah, pace makes the race. And you better be real careful.
And that's it right there. That little built-in dinner break, power nap right there. You're not going to miss anything.
Dude, you don't understand. You're the only human who can do the things you do. You hit a button. You're like Walt Disney's frozen head. You hit a button.
It's not that difficult.
Bro, I've never seen anything like it.
It is that difficult.
I've never met somebody who, you're almost like a big dog. On command. Rico, sleep. Go, you're the dude from Princess Bride. The narcolepsy prince or whatever his name was.
I think I'm offended.
You shouldn't be.
It's a gift. Did Mike
just call me a canine?
It's a gift.
You just fall asleep. So I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, it's definitely a gift.
Oh, hey, guys. Yeah, go to Vegas or Rico. Yeah, I'm going to get a little power nap. He's back 20 minutes later, fresh as a daisy. He slept for 19 minutes. And we're all sitting there. We're exhausted. 18-minute power nap, Rico. And he's got a fresh beverage. It's a joke, man. It's an absolute joke. I'm jealous.
Someone's texting and saying, I'm with you. Forget the power nap. I usually feel worse after a nap. I'm all for sports to start at 7 p.m., Dale in Flint.
To hell with the West Coast. They don't care about us. We don't care about them. They don't even like sports.
I lived on the West Coast twice. Early games were amazing, but now in the Midwest or East Coast, these late games suck. If you're on the West Coast, just deal with it. Have an earlier game, take the day off, or have fun.
I'm going to check my cameras for a power nap. That's sufficient. Go ahead, David.
I mean, the cool thing about from Vegas, after that late night game, you still have the rest of the evening. Like when State played Illinois and I was in L.A., it's like, this is cool. Let's go hang out.
Oh, is that a I'm so sorry. If you're new to the show, I know that makes no sense. You have to forgive us. If you've been listening for a long time, you understand we've had some fun with our traffic lady. That's all.
I'm guilty. I'm a Michigan fan. I fell asleep right before halftime.
I mean,
there's nothing to feel guilty about.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be funny. I just wonder, like, how many Michigan fans and State fans? You won't know the score until you wake up either in the middle of the night because you're just like, oh, my God, I fell asleep. Or in the morning, like, oh, okay, we won. Oh, my God, we lost. Like, you won't know.
I didn't plan to watch the game, but I spent the night with my son in the emergency room, so I was awake anyway. Well, that's a little different.
Yeah, I think that's an extenuing circumstance, and I hope your son's all right. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. Emergency room. I hope they got to you before 7 hours.
You did call him dumb in here later.
You can't say that.
I wonder what he did.
Yeah, it's probably like a kid thing, like shove something up his nose or something.
Might have did something strange.
Not our business. Next.
A 28-year-old MSU alum here, hate Michigan, college basketball fiend. And even that couldn't fuel me to stay awake last night. My hate couldn't do it.
Look, David, halftime was what, 11:15?
Yes.
That sound about right?
Yeah, I think
halftime.
So.
Now, again, the game perked up, and if you stayed up for it, it got very dicey. Michigan really had a four-leaf clover tucked into their shorts, but they got through. But Jesus, if that thing didn't pick up, I wouldn't admit it. Now, man, what happens tonight? Am I going to need to sweat this tonight?
A little bit.
Oh, come on. Why?
I mean, Michigan plays their style.
You know, to hell with you. Watch this. Rico's got a reason Spartan fans ought to be nervous. He'll tell you about it next. Rolling along on a Friday. Hope your day's almost over, or maybe it is and you're heading home. Tournament. Talked about Michigan to start. Odyssey.com rewind. We'll get to Michigan State, well, right now. Because Rico, accidentally, in a serendipitous manner, kind of transitioned right into something. I asked a simple question. Thought my friend would give me a good answer. Nope. I said, okay, is there just a chance it could be low stress tonight? Maybe I could turn the damn thing off and get to bed at a decent hour? Nope. Here comes Captain Narcolepsy. So go ahead. Go ahead. You think we should be nervous tonight? Tell us why.
I think it's going to be a nervous game only because they're going to come out there and by them. The Bryant Bulldogs, I mean, they're everybody's 6'6 to 6'8, 6'9. So they got a tall starting lineup. Michigan State's guards are smaller than that. So it's going to be a mismatch that way. Now, I think what's going to happen is it's very similar to what you saw in the Alabama game today, where they're going to come out there and they're going to press. I mean, Raphael Pinson, their leading scorer, you know, who's going to guard him? Because when you switch off, it's like everybody can do something. I think that they will keep this thing close. I think Michigan State eventually will about 12 minutes to go in the game. The depth factor will happen because they're starting. They only go like about 7 deep, whereas Michigan State can go 10 deep, 11 deep, depending on what you do with Booker. Now, that's the case. It's not the same because they don't play the same style, but it's almost like with the Illinois game where, okay, if you're MSU, you may be down at the half or it may be very close, but then they smother you in the second half.
David, this man is an emotional terrorist. What is going on here? If MSU is down at the half, that is DEFCON 1.
Or it's close where it's like single digits at the half.
He's basically built this team out to be the Lakers.
No,
what the hell is going on
here? I'm saying I think it'll be very similar to what you saw with Alabama today where you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but they were down Nelson. They were down their starting center, who's a hell of a good player, and they broke glass in case of emergency. Wasn't supposed to play today.
Right.
Now, who's MSU down?
They're not down anybody, Mike, but that's just been their style all year long, man. Where it's a little bit, other than the Michigan game, it's a little bit of a slow start, but eventually they end up winning by double digits.
If this is a tight game or they're losing at the half, that is pandemonium on a Friday night. I mean, you are the bearer of some real, and you, let me guess, you did a full preview of this.
Yes.
Okay, 5-star zone. Go download the damn thing, will you please? Rico needs more sleeping pills.
They may not be down a player, but Jeremy Fierce did get shot last year.
Wait,
I don't really know where to go with that.
It's like as if Gus Johnson was talking about the game.
Oh, yeah,
because Gus always lets you know.
Fierce, no, you know, context at all. He just spits it out.
Right, he's not even in the game. You know, Fears got shot, right?
Right. Gus is calling Baylor USC. You know, Jeremy Fears got shot.
Glad he should get together.
Evan, you were listening to Rico. You're the biggest Sparty basketball fan on the planet. Are you aligned with narcolepsy over here?
Well, I am what Jim Harbaugh would call a nervous chicken. But no, I don't. I think it's going to go exactly like the books say. I think they'll cover. I'm not really worried about it. The only thing you can worry about is if State starts off shooting horribly and Izzo does his regular routine where he refuses to call a timeout and just lets them play through it. Right. But I don't envision that happening. I envision if...
See, Evan, I said I see it close for about a half, and then State slowly starts to separate. And by the end of the game, with free throws and things like that and rebounding, they'll end up covering.
With the amount that Izzo this week has talked about losing last time they were a two seed, I think he's going to have a short leash and he won't allow that to happen. So if Fears is out there, who got shot last year,
oh, Jesus,
is turning the ball over or just making mental errors, he'll go to Holloman real quick. So that's where I think is going to be different. Do I think they cover the 17.5? I think it's going to be right around there, but I wouldn't bet on it as a State fan.
No, it's not about betting. This guy is scaring me that I don't get to relax on my Friday night. If they're losing at half, there is zero joy.
And I think it's what Kenny asked me last week, am I excited for the tournament? I said, I'm more nervous, and that's based on expectations. In years past, we didn't have those, so I think maybe just being a little nervous, but I see what Rico's talking about. I just don't envision that happening. But there is reason to be cause for concern because this is a State team that could go 4.5 minutes without scoring a bucket.
The problem is Brian is going to do something that nobody is willing to do against State. Nobody wants to run.
Well, if they get into that match, they're going to lose.
But that's what Brian does.
Up.
Right. That's all they do is run. Okay, run.
Okay, but are they going to show up on the floor like UC San Diego did? And I'm going to be like, who are those guys?
Now, see, I don't know if they're going to be that obtuse. Or maybe they pull a page of what Indiana did and said, you know what, we're going to throw a zone at you the entire game, and we're going to make you shoot over this. Now, if they want to run, then Mike, God bless you, you will be asleep by 11 o'clock.
That's what I'm looking for.
It'll look like the Iowa State game today. Where
you're
they were
on a plane,
30.
Prince Valium.
Right.
There
now,
you go.
If they want to just go and get into a track meet, then yes, that's what you're going to see, where you're going to see Holloman, you're going to see them pushing the ball up the court, you're going to see a lot of coin card dunks. I'm assuming that Brian has to be smarter than that and say, okay, maybe we can't play that style against them.
I think they are going to. Hey, listen, stop scaring people on a Friday night. David, a couple of tickets.
I'm a Sparty, so, you know.
Oh, listen.
I'm just giving you the honest breakdown.
You taking your little power nap?
Yeah.
Prince Valium. He'll be napped up and ready to go. David, what do you got?
Someone is asking you, how much does MSU need to be up in order for you to turn the game off and go to sleep?
20.
Okay.
A 20-point lead is kind of the gold standard. A collapse of blowing a 20-point lead in the tournament is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And if it happened, I wouldn't want to be around to see it.
See, at that point, I would probably stay up because now I'm looking for Lob City.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm up already.
You're not going to stay up just for Lob City. What? That's crazy.
This guy's already got a game in Taiwan he's going to watch at 2:15 in the morning. You have no understanding of what this man is capable of.
Yeah, you laugh. I almost did that another trip, a no-baggage trip. This is way too much information. Go ahead.
No, tell us more.
I
want to
know now. I want to know.
So, MSU has two recruits coming in, both from the state of Maryland. They were playing each other in a game. So I'm like, you know what? I can kill two birds with one stone if I fly out and watch their game. I'd end up going.
You were going to just fly to Maryland to watch a high school
game? Fly to D.C. But I think I was sick that weekend, so I didn't end up
Oh, you're going. Sick. Just in a different way.
No, but it's like, okay, I get to watch them play against each other. Two birds
with
one
stone. I still can't believe you were thinking of driving to Cleveland after the show tonight and driving back only to go back Sunday. That's delirious.
I've done things like that, but I was 21. No, that's crazy. No way.
I kind of want you to go tonight now. I kind of want to just see if you can execute this caper.
Not a problem.
Wow.
He's going to stop in Sandusky. Can't move anymore. Can't go. I'm done.
Wow.
Just get the code red and you're fine.
All right, couple of ticket texts, please.
Wow. Someone says, I'm just like what Evan says. I'm nervous about this tournament for Michigan State. 2 seed, I do not want Middle Tennessee all over again.
Is it wrong? I'm just
and see,
not. I'm not because ultimately if they lose, you can just shut the program down. Like I there's not even a pain. There's nothing. It would just be go to the beach, Tom. Goodbye. We're done. It's over.
But I think a lot of State fans do have that PTSD of, I don't care if it says Brian on the front of the jersey. All you see is Middle Tennessee. And there's going to be that fear factor. David, that if the game starts and let's just say Brian comes out and it's 6-2. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Like, trust me. In the end, they'll cover.
Yeah, someone else says, it's Friday. Went off, done with work. I am going to sleep to get ready for tonight's game. That's the only way I can do it.
By the way, I did my level best to try to find Giddy Potts. I can't.
Like, where is he now?
I want to know where Giddy Potts is. And I hope he has a bad day. 9 years ago, you ruined everything. You and that balding teammate of yours, Reggie Upshaw. I hope you have the poops.
I hope he's having a great day.
He probably is. I don't know. He's got to be playing pro ball somewhere, right? He's only, what does he have, 27 or 28 right now?
Yeah, probably.
Do you know, this is so stupid, and then I promise we'll move on. You know Darquavius Tucker was still playing basketball last year?
No way. That's not.
Swear to God. Guy played for like every team in South America. David, he was 37, still playing.
He's in Italy.
Not on my watch. I'm making a phone call. Send him home. You're done. He's currently playing in Italy.
No, not currently. No, this was a couple of years ago.
Okay. Late window on a Friday night. 8 games tonight. We'll do a little preview. Get you set up for TV time. While Rico's power napping, we're previewing. David?
So not much excitement in the first 2 games in the late window. You have the 1 Florida versus the 16 Norfolk State. That's a 28.5 point spread there. Not much there. Then you have Kentucky, the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. 11.5 favor for Kentucky.
Yeah, see, stop right there.
Okay.
Look, Kentucky, full strength, I'd have a completely different opinion.
Yep.
They are ravaged by injuries. They got 2 guys that are out. 1 guy's going to give it a go. And Mark Pope's team, the one thing they don't do is play defense. With Troy, I am not telling you Troy is some amazing shooting team. They're not. But somehow, they rebound the basketball. And they damn near lead Planet Earth in steals. It's just there's a shot that game is closer than the experts think. I would not sleep on that one.
And I know it's a new coach with Coach Pope. But Kentucky normally gets knocked out in the first weekend. So it's not a given. They should win, David, but they kind of stumbled down the end of the season as well. Like, they could put up a ton of points, but then, yeah, as Mike said, they don't play defense, and when their shots aren't falling, they get run out of the gym.
Next game on the slate would be the one that I'm excited about. Marquette, 7th seed versus the number 10 seed, New Mexico. I like that game. I like Marquette, but I think New Mexico, they can keep it close.
Now, look, New Mexico win the game outright. David, okay. Look, the Mountain West is it's a thing. Now, you know, again, if you look at the last 10 years of data, the Mountain West is the worst conference. But if we take the individual of that team, I mean, you have, what is it, Demetrius Dent, whatever the hell his name is, that's an All-American guard. Mm-hmm. He was part of the three-headed monster last year. Then they got my guy who I've coined, Nelly Joseph Jules Jr. Colson, whatever his name is, Juicy Jones, the power forward.
Nelly Jr. Joseph.
But he's really good. I understand Cam Smith is electric. He could drop 30 at any point. My problem, 2 words, Shaka Smart. I don't trust him. I leave that to Rico. I don't trust a coach who wears a polo with a long sleeve t-shirt underneath.
Now, David, I'm with you. I think Shaka and Cam Jones will go out there. They will get it done. Now, it's going to be an exciting game. I think this game maybe a lot like the Arkansas-Kansas game where it's going to go down. Like, if you want that buzzer beater type of game, it may be this one. But I just think in the end, Marquette will have just a little bit too much for Richard Pitino.
This next game is the game I love as an upset. It is. Number 4, Arizona versus number 13, Akron. And I guess it depends on how much you value the MAC, because the Zips were 20-1 against MAC opponents. But here's the thing. They score.
Yep.
They average 84 points per game. Arizona only allows 72, so I guess we'll see what happens there.
You know, Arizona,
they're 9-1 in their last 10.
You know, Arizona's 1-9 against the spread the last 10 first-round games?
Yes.
So this is about pace. The over-under is going to be in the 160s. This was the game I wanted people to, if you're bored or you hate Michigan State and don't want to watch it, if there's a game tonight and you just want fun, Akron 14.5 against Arizona. Pace. These teams are going to fly up and down the floor. Mm-hmm. And Caleb Love will either shoot you into a game or shoot you right out of it.
What Mike just said. I mean, when Love is on, oh my goodness.
Dear Jesus.
But when he misses, it's like, Caleb, stop shooting. No? Okay. Here's Kenny, another heat check.
Kenny, Caleb Love is the equivalent of shoot the puck guy in basketball. Like, he gets the ball and he's just like, yell up. It's like a defenseman firing it into a wall of defenders.
You're like, Caleb, you know you got these other four guys out there with the same jerseys? They're your teammates. You can go ahead and pass them the ball.
Like, there's still time on the shot clock, sir. You got time. These last three games, because I want to hit on some games for Saturday slate. Let me know if you think about any of these games, what your thoughts are. 8, UConn versus number 9, Oklahoma.
It's McNeely versus Fears.
Yep.
It's Harvey Dent. Is it good UConn or bad UConn? And Oklahoma's kind of sleepy. You know, again, it's an SEC team. There's a zillion of them. Porter Moser's there. I don't think it's impossible Oklahoma wins that game.
No, I think Oklahoma does win the game.
I'd love it just to see Hurley go nuts.
Yeah, because remember, he's the best coach in the nation.
Yes, so I've heard that.
That's a little bit of a spike for me. But, yes, I do think. And Jeremiah Fears is a scorer, and he didn't get shot.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Gus Johnson.
In the 5-12 matchup, Oregon is the 7.5-point favorite over Liberty. Any upset possibility there?
It's always possible. The problem is a bad matchup for the Flames. Mm-hmm. They're small. They're slight. Oregon is big. They got Biddle.
They got very athletic. Yeah, I don't think that this is probably one where the 5-seed can rest easily. I think Oregon just pulls away.
The only offense for Liberty, David, by metric is 3-point shooting. They're just going to hurl threes. Now, if it's their night and they make 18 of them, well, then yes, there may be a problem. But Oregon is not terrible at anything. They're just not awesome at anything. They're complete. They're there. And they play solid. And they have a 36-year-old British man at center.
In the 6-11 matchup, you got the Illini versus Xavier. Xavier coming off the first 4 victory.
Speaking of, if it's your night and you're hitting threes, Illinois will run you out of the gym. Jakachonis, the NBA lottery pick that Illinois has, he's good. But, David, the problem with Illinois, they don't recognize when they're off. And it's kind of like Caleb Love. They will shoot themselves out of a game, and it's like, guys, how about you go inside? Nah, we'd rather take 30 more threes. If Illinois plays the way that I think that they can and can hit at least 35% of their threes, they should win this game over Xavier.
I like Xavier. I don't trust Brad Underwood. I like him. I don't trust him. His tournament performance leaves a lot to be desired for me. And Xavier, you're going to get two-man game. You're going to get a ton of Cromwell and Fremantle. Rico's right. If Illinois goes out, knocks down 16 threes, lights out. But Xavier executes. They play in-your-face defense. And they have grown men. This ain't a team of kids. No. So don't sleep on Xavier. And I'm rooting for him. Sean Miller might be a scumbag, but he's a good coach.
And there's two
games.
I'm
Big Ten except for one team.
I know that. I know.
Oh, yeah, I get that. I understand.
I hate the Big Ten.
There are two games that I want to hit on for Saturday slate based on the spread.
Yes.
And I'm going to start with St. John's, the 2-seed, going against Arkansas, the 10-seed. 6.5-point favorites for St. John's, but I think the game is going to be closer than that. Plus 6.5, Arkansas is what I would do.
Look, Arkansas's problem against St. John's is going to be the way St. John's guards. They really take away space. Arkansas wants to drive, mm-hmm. wants to create space. The issue is Arkansas is just not a good enough shooting team.
Right.
The spread looks kind of fair to me. I mean, I expect St. John's to win. But Arkansas, look, with Boogie Flan back, it does help them, Rico. It gives them a complete backcourt.
It does. But, Mike, defense travels. St. John's did not play a great game to start off. It looked like they were in a lot of trouble. But then their offense played off of the defense, and they were able to pull the game out. He's right. Arkansas wants to drive. They're going to try to shut that off. This is a great number, David.
You're going to take Arkansas, aren't you?
I am.
Oh, dear.
Because I think now it's really about the two coaches, and they're going to be playing a chess match against each other.
And then finally, it is number 3, Wisconsin. Number 6, BYU.
I'm staying out of this.
1.5 point spread for Wisconsin.
Leave me alone.
What I love about it is the over-under is at 154.5.
I'm abstaining.
Over.
I'm not talking about anything BYU. Here's Rico Beard.
I'm sorry, Mike.
It's okay. Rico Beard.
Okay, I'm going to sound bad for this, but I got to think that at some point, Tanji's going to wake up and start scoring.
That's why I like the over.
He did not have, I think he scored 14 points yesterday. It was an okay game. I'm not saying he's going to be like he was in semifinals against MSU, but Blackwell and the rest of the Wisconsin Badgers are out there getting it done, and he's just kind of sleepwalking. You got to figure at some point he's going to wake up. It's not the game I thought you were going to go with.
Which game?
I thought you were going to say Michigan, Texas A&M.
Well,
it's now a 2.5 point.
It is, spread. But
A&M.
Thought that was a given.
Oh.
I really
no
did.
No faith?
No, it's not about faith. It's just I didn't like the way they looked. So right now I would lean yes, Texas A&M.
I think it'll be an ugly game for sure.
Well,
A&M makes you play in the mud.
Here's Mike to break down BYU.
No caffeine drinking, magic underpants wearing, 30-year-old with 3 kids roster. I hate them all. I hate BYU athletics, whether it's football or basketball. They always, they're ball breakers. Get out. Get out.
That is your
Get out.
March Madness blitz.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.